Okay, so here is our last song of Illusions. It is Sun Ra, and after that, you are going to be listening to the Morning After Show with your host, Oswaldo. Thanks for tuning in to Sup World Radio, and I will be back on the air next Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After show. And stick around because we have a special show. We have Ben Everyman here on the show. Hey, Ben, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And we're also going to have an interview with Jeff Berner. He's going to be performing on Saturday, and Ben is going to be performing on Friday. So, really cool show. Stick around. This is 101.9 FM.
Yeah. Tuesday, January 24th, get nostalgic for all things 80s with Brooklyn alt rockers Atomic Tom and special guest Dance Party at the Media Club. For tickets or more information, search for Atomic Tom at the Media Club on Facebook. That's Atomic Tom with guests Dance Party at the Media Club, Tuesday, January 24th. Atomic Tom at the Media Club is proudly sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. We started the show with The Rain on the Sidewalk. They have an EP called Stock EP. I don't know if that's for sale there. You can check it out on their website. This is therainonthesidewalk.com. So we listened to a couple of songs there, Hollow and Army Dreamers, which is a cover by... The original is by Kate Bush. And then we heard Rhetoric Sultan. They just released their CD, Trolling for Answers. Actually, it was a pretty cool party last Saturday there at the Railway Club with them. And also the Stolen Organ Family Band played that night at the Railway. And the SSRIs. So yeah, pretty cool music. And we're here today with Ben Everyman. That he has a show this Friday at the British Legion there on 1143 Kingsway. So he has his guitar. Hey, Ben, how are you?
I'm great.
And we're listening to the first song of your album, Iconoplastic, no?
Yeah, that's right.
What's the name of the song? La Deda?
La Dida.
La Dida?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Or
means absolutely nothing. I couldn't think of anything to say, so I just said that, and it kind of stuck.
Okay. This is your first CD or second? Or?
That's my first, yeah.
Okay. How old is it?
How old? Let's see, it was February last year. It's almost a year old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And you should see the cover. It's pretty interesting, eh?
Yeah.
What's the story behind the cover?
Well, I kind of like irony. It's one of my favorite motifs, and so it's a cartoon rabbit, you know, shooting his head, and it's exploding into brain matter, which spells my name. I just like it, the contrast cartoon and violence, you know, cute mm-hmm. bunnies and blood.
Oh, you got the lyrics there, eh?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, where can people get the CD?
You can get the CD on iTunes or my site, beneveryman.com.
Cool. So let's listen to a song, no? You have a guitar?
Yeah.
Want to play a song?
Sure,
Which one would you like to play?
Well, this one is called Dead Snow. All right. The other day, some friends of mine and me went to the cemetery. There we stopped and laid upon the graves, where we'd fall asleep. And when we woke, well, the morning told the morbid joke, as flowers had grown up right where we'd lain. Yeah, in the winter time, when my bones are nothing more than white dust, sweep my life away under the rug. toss me to the ether and I'm gone again, like a snowflake in the wind. Dead snow, just blow. Dead snow, just blow. Well, this girl I knew from seventh grade, yeah, we'd get real high and stay up late, talk about how life was so bizarre. Where she'd fall asleep and when it passed, where she would confess to me at last that things weren't always as bad as they seemed. Well, here go again, searching for a reason. There you go again, blame it on the seasons. Why in the wintertime, when my bones are nothing more than my dust, sweep my life away under the rug, toss me to the ether and I'm gone again, like a snowflake in the wind. Dead snow, just blow. Dead snow, just blow.
All right.
Cool. So that was Dead Snow?
Yeah.
Yeah. So where are you from originally?
I'm from all over, but I was born out east, Montreal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. And then?
And then, you know, Alberta and Ontario.
And now Vancouver?
And now Vancouver.
Cool.
And I'm never leaving.
Yeah?
Yeah. No snow, and it's awesome.
Yeah, I guess you're used to the Canadian winter, right?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan.
So how long have you been here in Vancouver?
I'd say about 4 years now, something like that.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
But spiritually, I've been here since I was 18. I came here the first time, and yeah, just loved it. The culture and the weather, everything about it, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So is your favorite place in Canada, Vancouver?
Well, I haven't been everywhere yet, but...
So far?
So far, yeah. Montreal is pretty rad, too, but yeah, I love it here.
But the weather is very extreme, no, in Montreal?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is kind of like Montreal, but less French and less snowy.
Yeah. And what about the music scene here?
The music scene?
What's your experience in these 4 years? How do you see it?
Well, it's great. It's crowded. I mean, there's a lot of awesome talent out there, and it's I think it's hard to cut through everything, you know? I often joke when I first moved here from the prairies that, you know, you couldn't throw a rock in Vancouver without hitting somebody with a guitar.
Yeah.
Know? So I moved here in a heavy metal band, and, you know, we were, like, you know, recognized in the Calgary scene, and we came here and had to start building all over again, and it was a challenge.
Oh,
but,
yeah?
You know, a welcome challenge. It's great. I love the culture here.
What was the name of that band?
That band was called The Pin Dolls.
The Pin Dolls.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And what happened with them?
Well, you know, same thing that happens to most bands. It just kind of melted away like sugar in the rain. And, yeah. But I'm still here. A few of the guys are still here. Actually, a bunch of them are moving back. I hope they're listening right now. They're going back to Calgary.
All right.
You're making a mistake, boys.
Yeah, no, Calgary's... I don't like Calgary that much.
No, me neither.
Actually, there's a lot of people from Calgary coming here to Vancouver.
Yeah, like, these guys are doing it the wrong way. They're going,
yeah,
they're going back to Calgary.
The wrong way. Like the Stolen Organ Family band that we were talking about them.
Yeah,
they came from Calgary. There's another band, Quit the City.
Yeah.
They also just came from Calgary. And met a couple of other people, musicians too, that are coming.
It's a good place to leave.
To Vancouver, yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. So, yeah, we're going to interview Jeff Berner in a few minutes. But in the meantime, let's play some music, no? Let's, I don't know, you want to listen to something from your CD?
Sure.
Which one should we play?
How about Video Game Guy?
That's the last one, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's play that, and we'll play some more music, and we'll be right back here on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Kaleer, Kalai, it's prescription time, but I don't need mine. Miss, I don't want whiskey and I don't want wine, peppermint schnapps or Cristal. But give me a TV and video games, flashing ellipses and shiny gold rings with autonomous friendships and all of these things. I've got three lives and they're all mine to live. I've got three lives and they're all mine to live. Space out and nap for a while and wake up with food on my clothes. But give me a joystick and I'd fix it all. I'd double jump off of the nearest brick wall. And the problems that plague us would all seem so small. I've got three lives and they're all mine to live. I've got three lives and they're all mine to live.
Riders are meeting in their corporate tower of doom.
It's clear that now, to keep ahead in the cosmic race, we're going to have to outright kill our consumer.
Program of demand destruction. We can progressively demonstrate that a greater percentage of total humans are buying our product, despite operational downsizing to accommodate dwindling markets. With the help of inflation, we continue to manifest short-term profits while forecasting relative growth.
Attach the machine guns to the helicopters. We'll have some fun and head for Squinter's paradise.
Oh, the insurance thing is working out great. People are starting to flee the seaside. We're opening up new markets in the deadlands. Sending up 5-ton convoys to the desert sands.
Places and I'll play them all again. And everywhere I go, I hear the same old thing again. Somebody dies in police custody. Soon there are questions from the family. At first, the situation makes the lawmen look so filthy, but they investigate themselves and it turns out that they're not guilty. Hey, hey, the loy police say it means the same thing now as yesterday. Out of your houses, into the streets. Everybody say, fuck the police.
Let's go!
Ian Bush's family didn't know he was a killer when Constable Kessler picked him up for an open can of Miller. The video at the station house had somehow got erased, but the bull was there so we could know exactly what took place. The boy jumped on his back, but the cop was quick instead. He reached around and shot him right in the back of the head. Constable Kessler would not demonstrate just how this thing was done. If you think that it's impossible, then the coroner's not alone. Well, hey, hey, the loy police say it means the same thing now as yesterday. Out of your houses, into the streets. Everybody say, fuck the police.
Didi!
There must be something magic down in the holding cells, cause there's stuff that happens there that just don't happen nowhere else. Healthy people dying from a sudden heart attack. Men who hang themselves with their hands tied behind their back. There's lots of good and brave police, it must be true, I guess. It's brave to work with a murderer sipping coffee by your desk. Well, hey, hey, Taloy Police, it means the same thing now as yesterday. Now as yesterday. Out of your houses, into
Tune in to the 10th Annual Homelessness Marathon, a 14-hour cross-Canada live broadcast on housing and homeless issues. Housing is a right.
There's no excuse why there should be homelessness, and there's no excuse why people should be going hungry in the city of Montreal.
The Homelessness Marathon will be broadcast on over 30 campus community radio stations across Canada. Tune in to your local station from sundown to sunup from February 22nd to the 23rd, 2012. Or go to ckut.ca/homeless to listen online. For more information or to participate, contact marathon@ckut.ca.
I'm here to make it known that all peoples, especially the street peoples and the homeless peoples, have a right to mass media and do have a right to say whatever they feel is right to get themselves into better living conditions.
Okay, we're back here at 101.9 FM. So we were listening there to Jeff Berner. He's on the phone right now here. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm fine, fine, thank you. And he has a concert this Saturday as part of the Push Festival, no?
That's right.
Where is it going to be taking place?
Down on Granville Island, I believe. You know, in that
performance
club Push
thing? Yeah, that's happening on Performance Works, no?
Yeah, I think so. That's where I believe it is. Yes.
Okay.
I should know, shouldn't I? That's where I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So we were listening there to your song "Daloy Police" or "Police." No.
Yeah.
Which language is that?
That's Yiddish.
Yiddish. Okay.
Yeah.
And
the language of the Eastern European Jews.
Okay. Yeah. Your song is very much influenced by klezmer music, no?
Which
comes from actually from Eastern Europe. Can you talk a little bit about that? How did you get involved into that? Is it like your family and your origins, or you just fell in love with the music? Or
I'm Jewish, and my parents are Jewish, and I grew up here in Vancouver. And there was a little bit of klezmer in my upbringing, and a lot of went to synagogue and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And had sacred music, but I really started to learn how to play it about 10 years ago. And I've just been kind of working on figuring out how to play it and trying to write new stuff in that style, you know, like tradition is going to live, there has to be like new stuff.
Uh-huh.
Coming out, you know.
Okay. So you have a new CD called Victory Party. Well, kind of like new, no? Like last year.
Yeah.
Is this your second CD?
No, I guess it's like number 5.
Oh, really? Eh.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, we heard before the previous one is Klezmer Mongrels, right? Is
it? Yeah, I think that was the one. That was the one before it, and then there's like a bunch of others.
Yeah. Okay.
I started getting into the klezmery stuff with the album called Whiskey Rabbi in 2005.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And Victory Party, that CD, you won a prize on the Canadian Folk Awards for...
I did.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
The category is Pushing the Boundaries. What does that mean? I'm not sure what that means, but I won in the category of Pushing the Boundaries. So if anyone is going to come down to Performance Works, you know, they should, and they need some boundaries, like, pushed, then I can take care of that.
Cool. So the tickets are $10 at the door, The Club Push is at Performance Work on 1218 Cartwright Street, there on Granville Street. On Granville Island. And the festival's been going really good. Have you been to any of the plays or performances or?
I want to go to The Idiot though. I've heard that The Idiot is really good.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't. But yeah, I heard good things about it.
I think it's out at UBC maybe.
We can check here.
That's where you are, right? You're out there at the fabulous offices of CITR.
Yeah, we're here on CITR, here at the Student Union Building.
Do they still have lots of old posters on the walls and stuff like that?
Yeah, posters and stickers and all kind of things here.
That's good.
Yeah. So The Idiot is on New World Theater. It's in UBC, actually, yeah.
Oh, yeah, New World Theater are excellent. So that's going to be good.
Yeah, and the other one is the Frederick Wood Theater. That's also here on UBC.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you should check the webpage. It's pushfestival.ca, and then
find all that. Oh, yeah, and there's something else.
Mm-hmm.
I need to mention.
Uh-huh.
That on the same bill that night that I'm playing is that Mary Margaret O'Hara. Have you ever heard of Mary Margaret O'Hara?
Yeah, and she's gonna be performing with Peggy Lee and Dylan van der Skiff, and I think Ron Samworth is going to be playing guitar, so it's gonna be an amazing show, that one.
Yeah, she's an insane vocalist. She's amazingly good.
Yeah. And he has some of the best Vancouver musicians, so it's going to be a really, really cool show that Saturday. So, yeah, people shouldn't miss that, no?
They should not.
Yeah.
No, they're forbidden to miss it.
Yeah. So, yeah, really cool. Well, thank you, Jeff, for taking the time to talk to us, and congratulations on your awards and your CD. And,
well, it's very kind of you. Thanks for chatting with me and promoting my show.
Yeah, no problem. So, yeah, see you soon. See you on Saturday.
Well, come up and say hello.
Yeah, for sure.
I hope that they're getting you in for free, your media, you know.
Yes, they're going to give me a couple of tickets. So.
Right on.
Yeah, grateful for that. Yeah. Cool.
Woo!
Okay, thanks, Jeff.
Okay, thanks again.
Cheers.
Take care.
Bye-bye. So that was Jeff Berner. Pretty cool songs that he plays there. Eh?
Awesome.
So, okay, so we're here on 101.9 FM, and you have your guitar, so why don't you play another song?
Yeah, right.
We're here having some fun with the musicians.
Got to make sure it's in tune. I don't want to offend everybody out there. And in radio land, is that the technical term for where everybody is? Are you guys out there in Radioland?
Yeah, it should be Radioland, no?
All right, well, enjoy. I don't wanna be a rock and roll star. Fat cat where it's at smoking cigars, because I can shake the fact that it leaves me feeling dirty. Once I'm there, it's hard to say. I'd probably wake up and every blissful day go and get a latte and eat waffles with someone famous. Driving in a car that's as big as a boat, with a match pointing south that's got its moat, with sharks and piranhas and alligators too, all to keep people out cause they're obsessed with you. Rich and famous sure sounds cool to me. If that's who I'm supposed to be. But I know that it's true. Well, you can't be you and a rock and roll star too. Every anywhere you go, some people wave and say, hey, look, there goes so-and-so, and it picks up their day like that time I saw Darmic Bull at the Stampede Parade. Probably the only scientist that ever got laid. How is it that it's such a special treat when you see someone famous and then you run up and greet them? What about the other normal people strolling up and down the street? Isn't there a single one of them that you think you'd like to meet? Smart and funny, sure sounds cool to me. Think of all the people I could meet. All the women that I could fool. Well, you can't be you and a rock and roll star too. Can still be boring just like the other people in the world that you have been ignoring, like the baker and the postman and your uncle's best friend Norman. The difference between them and the stars we all love is not the question of a gift or a curse from above. It's that they're true to themselves and do what they do best without worrying if someone else is impressed. So I knew being famous would make me depressed. Plain and normal sure sounds cool to me. If that's who I'm supposed to be. But I know that it's true. Well, you can't be you and a rock and roll star too. No, I can't be me and a rock and roll star too. There you go.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, eh?
I think so.
So did you like? Yeah, you're pretty ironic in your lyrics.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, that, try to be.
Yeah. Is that so? What's the inspiration? Just
I don't know, man. I
life
think yeah, life's ironic. I think, you know, and I don't know. I just think ironic stuff is funny. I can't explain it. Deep down in the subcaucal area of my heart, I just really like irony, and it's kind of ironic. No, it's not ironic at all that I like irony. It just makes perfect sense. But yeah, I try to write songs that are like, you know, like about love or typical subjects, and I just can't. Just everything has to come out ironic.
Yeah,
and most of my friends think I'm a sarcastic asshole, and that's fine because I'm on the radio and you guys are sitting at home listening to me, so eat it. I'm kidding. I love you guys.
No, that's cool. Cool songs.
Thanks.
So plans, future plans? Are you planning another CD? Or?
Yeah, I got another album in the works. I'm just...
Full album, EP, or?
I don't know. How can you label it? I mean, that one's only 30 minutes, but I called it a full album, you know? I think that just makes it, I don't know, it's probably going to be 8 songs or something.
Yeah,
I end up hating everything that I write. I think this is, a lot of artists do it, so I'll write a song and I'm like, this is great, and then I'm like, no, this sucks, and so I have like 20 songs, but I only like one of them right now, so
okay.
We'll see how many I like by the time I'm ready to make the album.
Cool. Who painted the cover?
The front. That's a friend of mine, Ryan Johnlove. He does like video game art and stuff like that. Well, that's what he does for a living, but he's a really talented artist, and I just told him my idea. It's kind of a take on a Banksy. You know who Banksy is, I'm sure. He's famous for ripping people off, and so I ripped him off, and there it is. Sort of, he has like a shooting the head and the butterflies coming out, so.
Oh yeah. And some music also, and he's wearing a tie, no?
Yeah, well, you know, he's a professional bunny, I guess. I don't know. He's got a day job.
Yeah, that's cool. Ben is going to be performing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. That's on 1143 Kingsway. Pretty cool place. He's going to be opening also on the bill, Paul O'Brien and the Steam Clocks and Admiral Akiba, which is a band from they're from Vancouver, but they lived in Japan for a while.
Okay.
So we should play some songs by them. So let's start with Paul O'Brien and the Steam Clocks, and then we'll be right back here on 101.9 FM.
Full of tracks in front of me, and I won't stop, won't take no leave until you come and set me free. Yeah. Got these visions in my head of happiness and trauma sets, and you'll be only proof. That's what you'll be. I got to say.
More.
So that was Paolo Bryan and the Steam Clocks. Pretty cool guys. They're going to be performing there this Friday at the... British Ex-Servicemen Association this Friday with Admiral Akiba. So let's listen to them, Admiral Akiba. And we'll be right back here, 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
WCCMT West Coast College.
Their new 20-month program is set to launch in May, so not only will you be receiving the best massage therapy education in the world, but you'll also be working faster as a registered massage therapist. Start a meaningful career and enjoy an almost 100% employment rate. Get more details today on how to become a registered massage therapist in only 20 months.
WCCMT.
Visit collegeofmassage.com.
So that's Admiral Akiva. They're playing this Friday there at the British Legion 1143. Pretty cool, eh?
Awesome.
Admiral Akiva, yeah.
Yeah, good bill.
Pretty cool band. Playing there with Paolo Bryan and the Steam Clocks, which are also very entertaining, entertaining band. And I don't know, any other shows that you're having around? Or
Nothing booked right now. I'm working on the disc, so kind of just taking it easy, not playing around too much, you know?
Okay. We also have the open mics every Tuesday there at 3293 West 4th Avenue. That's this place, Hashery. You play one of the open mics there.
Right? I did. Awesome room and good beer specials.
Yeah. Today, yeah, $3. $3 beer.
I wonder if they still have the cranberry or if that's over because...
I think that Christmas. Was winter.
Christmas special? That's too
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, I think that was for winter. Yeah, Christmas special. Yeah.
I wish it was Christmas every day.
Yeah. Yeah, well, today, Michael Fraser, which is a great violinist player, he's going to be performing and helping us with the sound. We have a new PA, so it's like hooked in all the restaurants and the washroom and outside, so everybody can listen to the performers. Even when you're peeing.
I did that last time, actually. It sounded great in there.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's today. There's no cover, so you should come and listen to great music there at this place, Hashery, today. And other concerts, well, we announced Saturday at the Push Festival. It's going to be an amazing bill there with Jeff Berner. And... Mary Margaret, is it? Yeah. Well, let's double check here. On the bill. The International Performing Arts Festival. That's the name of the Push Festival. So on Saturday, it's going to be happening there at the Performance Works. And yes, Mary Margaret O'Hara is also on the bill. An amazing singer. She's going to be performing with Peggy Lee, J.P. Carter on trumpet, Ron Samworth on guitar, and Dylan van der Skiff on the drums. So it's an amazing bunch of experimental musicians, some of the best in Vancouver.
Crazy.
They're going to be backing up Mary Margaret O'Hara, and I think it's the first time that she plays in Vancouver too, so pretty excited about that. So there you go. You have Friday there with Ben Everyman, Admiral Akiva, and Paul O'Brien and the Steam Clocks. And Saturday at Granville Island, we have Mary Margaret O'Hara with Jeff Berner. And next week, well, we'll talk about next week later. Let's listen to that song, no?
All right.
What are we gonna listen to?
Well, I'm gonna play a nice. Quiet one in light of the weather today.
Okay.
And
rainy song.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
sailed in nature like a suitor at the Alba Gate. In the morning of the evening, if you stay there, TV snow falls like a gentle rain, like an alarm clock. So you draw the shades and you close your eyes. Someone stole your dreams and you tried to find the perpetrators of this crime. You tried to catch them, but they were much too high. Their shadows taunt you from a cloudless sky, and you try, how you cried that someone stole your dreams, and you tried to blame it on the birds' songs, and you tried songs, but it's not their fault. But it's not their fault. No, it's not their fault. No, it's not their fault. Still, you tried to blame it on the bird songs.
Cool. What's the name of that song?
Birds' Songs.
Birds?
Birds, plural with an apostrophe. I was just trying to be difficult with the spelling, but yeah.
Birds' Songs. Okay, that's also on your CD, eh?
That's right. I'm playing straight from the disc today.
Yeah.
Maybe cool. Somebody will go buy it.
Yeah. And yeah, come to the show on Friday too. Yeah, it's going to be a really cool show. It's $5 cover charge and $2 beer.
Yeah, and free pool, I heard.
And free pool.
If you can beat me at pool, I'll give you a free CD. You heard it here.
Okay, yeah, that's a good deal. Yeah. Okay, so let's listen to The Adulthood. That's Prophecy's son band with Darren Fleet. They are part of Tyranna Horse as well, and other projects. Prophecy Son has another band, Under the Sun. That one is with, I don't know, let's see, Jenny Jones. Yeah, so, yeah, pretty busy girl. Okay. She's going to be performing there at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, but on February 2nd with the Stolen Organ Family Band and the Psychic Alliance. So let's listen to a song from them, and then we'll be right back here, 101.9 FM. Yeah, so that's The Adulthood with The Landlord Says. Pretty crazy song, eh?
Awesome.
Yeah, really cool. Okay, so we're running out of time, and I still need to play a couple of songs here. So let's move with Jody Doji. She just have a new EP called Little Love Songs. So let's play one of the tracks here. Let's see, let's play number 3. And we'll be right back, yeah. That's Jody Deutsch, with Hollow Heart. I think it's Hollow Heart. Yeah, Hollow Heart. Yeah. So, we still have a couple of minutes here. You want to do the Jesus song?
Sure. Sure, I'll play the radio edit.
No, it's a cool song. We play it for Christmas, remember?
Yeah, that's right. Christmas, that's right. Here, oh, yeah. It's a fantastic holiday song. Goes well with the cranberry beer. All right. Well, our Savior was a carpenter who crafted gifts of wood, who cherished everything he made and only wished he could. just chill out in his shop all day and craft his lofty chair. Tried to get another job but wouldn't cut his hair. Jesus on a cross of wood, dying like he knew he would. Jesus grew grass in his garden to use, and Jesus grew grass in his garden, and I'll bet he smoked it too. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, the Son of God was never mad at anyone before. Not even when the Romans came and broke down his front door. Not even when they whipped him or they spit upon his face. He hung upon their torturous cross with a smile upon his face. Jesus on a cross of wood, like he knew he should. Jesus grew grass in his garden for his flock to use, and Jesus grew grass in his garden, and I'll bet he smoked it. Jesus grew grass in his garden to use, and Jesus grew grass in his garden, and I'll bet he smoked it too. Ooh. Ooh.
Cool. Yeah, it's a very cool song.
Thanks.
Let's see. Come here. So yeah, it's time to say goodbye, I guess. We still have 5 minutes, but I think we play all the songs, or well, we never have time to play all the songs, but at least
maybe if I tried something new, something that I'd never do,
we put all the songs that we could there. So yeah, next Friday, don't miss Ben Everyman. He's gonna be performing there at the 1143 Kingsway Avenue there with Admiral Akiba and Paul O'Brien and the Steam Clocks. Well, thank you, Ben, for being here.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me. It's been fun.
Yeah. Any shout-outs or anybody that you wanna say hello?
No, I really don't want to say hi to anybody except for you, and I already did that just earlier, so, no, cool. I'm good, just to everybody who's listening, come out to the show, you know, it's a lot of fun. I'll bring, half a mannequin torso, and we'll drink beers, and you can watch me play drums with my feet, and, it's gonna be a good time.
Yeah.
So, come on down.
Cool. Yeah, I know, Daniel was listening on Prophecy, Sandy Great also was, they're enjoying your music.
Oh, I enjoy them.
Yeah, a lot of cool people there listening to the radio show. And so next, What Pink Sounds Like with Ashley Kissman. And I'm going to leave you with Elizabeth. These guys have a new CD called Hazard, Horrors, and Liabilities. But first, let's listen to this. Yeah. If you missed the show, you can always podcast it at www.citr.ca. We have all the podcasts there, and you can listen anytime that you want and all the times that you want. Yep.
How much do you know about bikes?
Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.